Welcome, welcome to That's What I'm Talking About with Kelly Marie. I am Kelly Marie, your host of That's What I'm Talking About. Today is Weigh In Wednesday, and it is way late. I am super late to the party, so just so sorry it took so long to go ahead and upload my episode. Right now we're recording it and it's already past 8 p.m. and I'm super sorry. I'm sorry I didn't get there. My goal is to have brand new episodes daily uploaded by, I always say 10:30-ish. So my goal is by 11 a.m. a brand new episode. But you know how that goes when you make those goals and you put them out there and it's wonderful the first week. It's super great the second week. The third week is doing really, really good. But then life gets in the way. And my life has been a roller coaster, an absolute roller coaster. Super fun, but super sickening and super fast. But I'm breathing and I'm taking my lumps as I go. I'm definitely buckled in and trying to, it's finally stopped. I'm finally able to exit to the right and make sure I have my purse with me. So I have finally exited the roller coaster and I am here once again with you. On That's What I'm Talking About. Today I am excited because it is considered Weigh In Wednesday here on That's What I'm Talking About. Weigh In Wednesday is not just a actual weigh-in day where we weigh in to see where we're at to hold each other accountable. It's also and log our weight somewhere in maybe a journal or just somewhere that you like to keep it. And you know, weekly you can take a look at how well you're doing or just what corrections you might like to make or some adjustments to your lifestyle goal of your weight loss goal. We are aiming, at least I'm aiming, for my life weight. I want to get down to that life weight where I can just maintain it and stay right about there and not have to go and worry too much about gaining weight or just being bigger. I just want to thrive and have this certain life weight that maybe fluctuates within 5 pounds range. That's it. I don't care for this extra added weight that I have gained during the menopausal time of my life. It came on so rapidly. It wasn't COVID weight. It was just post-COVID. I would say these last 2 years is, I would have to say, mostly all my weight has been gained in these last 2 years, and it's just significant amount. My body's totally different. And I know it has to do with menopause, but I also know it has to do with movement. And I am truly interested in moving more. And it is a desire of mine. And I know it is something that I need to fold into my lifestyle. Or what are you? Like shuffle in. I need to shuffle it into my lifestyle because right now I'm not moving as much as I'd like to, besides the movement of getting in the car, driving the car, pushing the pedal, the gas pedal, exiting the car, you know, it's just silly stuff, but making dinner, doing laundry, just those are all normal action movements, but I really, really want to purposefully get out with my tennis shoes and my yoga pants and my warm sweatshirts and take a walk, take a long, brisk walk, at least a 4 mile walk. I guess I have to make my proclamation. This is my proclamation to you all that I will be walking And I know walking is a big, big deal. So that will be something I intend to do tomorrow. And we'll see how long that lasts. Hopefully I can consecutively walk as I'm consecutively producing this show daily and sending it out there to the world to be heard. I am really excited to announce we're in over 40 countries and we've been listening to our show, and that's exciting. That's such exciting news. I believe we have about 190 some countries in the world. And how exciting. Only 150 more to go. And I love numbers. So here we go. I want to make a confession. So I don't like scales, and I did not weigh again on Weigh In Wednesday, but it's strongly encouraged that you weigh in weekly, and I know it's important, but I am so fearful of the scale. It's so stupid and silly, but I just didn't get on the scale today again, and I did put the batteries in. So I intend for sure, I have to make that absolute, I am a Girl Scout. Forever I'll be a Girl Scout at heart. So my Girl Scout promise to you all is that I will get on the scale next week and reveal my numbers. I applaud all of those folks that were on that show called The Biggest Loser. And I really believe it's part of their success is they were so over it that they just went there and they revealed their weight in front on national TV in front of the world, whoever could view it. And they were so unapologetic about it. They just got up there and I was so proud of them, and they just revealed their weight in front of everybody. And I think that's what I need to realize. And I want to take away that from that spirit that they had as they did that. Next Wednesday when I step up on the scale, I want that spirit of The Biggest Loser. I just want to get on there and go, okay, that's what you weigh. Boom, period. Write it down. And then realize that's just a number, and we can move away from that number. But it's a record, and you need to record that. You need to record that number in order to even make the move. Otherwise, you have no real reference. You can't reference where your starting point is. So how can I even gauge it? So right now in my mind, very likely, I'm hoping that I'm not bigger than I was the last time I weighed. I pray to God I'm not. But, well, very likely I might have even shrunk because my pants are fitting looser. But I can't promise it. I don't even know for sure if I am or not. Anyway, I don't know if you all or if any of you are feeling the same way that I feel at this point in time, but if you are, just join me on this lifestyle winter shape up challenge. There are, I believe, 16 steps, and you can go back on the podcast and see in the different episodes and check them out. I spelled them out. I believe the beginning of this season, the winter season. So I'll have to reference it. I'll look it up. I'll look the numbers up and let you know. I know we're on the 217th episode. So that's exciting. And I just want to say thank you. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for your support. And I would love a guest on the show. So in the event you're interested in being a guest and chatting it up and talking here on That's What I'm Talking About, I'll be That's What I'm Talking About with so-and-so. And we can have a wonderful episode chatting it up. So go ahead and voice message me. You could contact me via my email. You could do, let's see what else. It's called That's What I'm Talking About with Kelly Marie, and at Gmail. So it's the acronym That's what, T-W-I-T-A, with Kelly Marie at Gmail. That's where you can email me and we can start talking and we can determine if we want to go forward on That's What I'm Talking About together. It's real simple. If you have a smartphone, we basically do this over the phone. It's kind of fun. And we just talk about whatever comes to our minds. Then we speak openly and freely, lovingly from our hearts, whatever is of topic, on topic, whatever you feel. So we make it as simple as we can because it's simple. It's not complex at all. And it's live. It's raw and it's live and no editing. We just go forward and do it. It's wonderful. So I do bid you adieu here on Weigh In Wednesday. I have a lot to weigh in on what matters because not only are we doing our weight on Weigh In Wednesdays, but we also weigh in with what matters. And currently I'm exhausted. I work the antique shop today for my folks there in San Dimas, and there was 13 black and whites that pulled over a guy in a white car, maybe four doors down from the antique shop, and the street was blocked off, and guns were pointed, and police officers were in vests, and they all were, all guns were all drawn, and boy, it was wow, just a very emotional day. And then going to the water polo game after at my daughter's, and to, as soon as I exit the car, an amazing, gorgeous French bulldog comes bolting at me and jumps up at me like he's my dog, and he reminded me of Winston because we have a beautiful French bulldog. Our little Frenchie, and I'm like, oh my God, someone lost their dog. So like real quick, high emotions, you know, and then like, then it levels off and then high emotions and levels off. Today was just such a trippy day. But anyway, I hope you're all having a really good rest of your Wednesday and your way in Wednesday. So I look so forward to talking to you tomorrow. And tomorrow, our topic, well, basically our day, is considered Thanksgiving Wednesdays. Thanksgiving Wednesdays. Yeah. Because that's what I'm talking about. May God bless you. I just re-listened to that episode. And obviously, I don't edit my podcast because it's not... It's Weigh In Wednesdays and it's Thanksgiving Thursdays. So please forgive me. I was obviously super tired that Wednesday. It's already Dance Party Friday and I had an opportunity to actually listen to the podcast. So, because I'm driving on over to this dance lesson here, the ballroom dances, and I had lots of crosstown traffic. So finally, I'm arriving here and I get to see my date, and we will be cutting up a rug here and learning a few more moves. Hopefully, we can enhance our dance. All right. May God bless you. Enjoy this. And I hope you enjoyed Thanksgiving Thursday so far. I hope you enjoyed that Wednesday, Weigh In Wednesday. That's this one right here that I'm correcting. And tomorrow is, well, if you're listening to it and you're thinking it's a Wednesday, this is back when. It's actually tomorrow is Self-Help Saturday, because that's what I'm talking about. So have a beautiful Dance Party Friday. I hope I'm not confusing you. Bye.